This is Victrios.
I'm talking, I don't know if you are titling what I'm saying tonight, but if you want to give it a title, good. You can put help to finish well. Or you can put on the journey to a glorious future, on the journey to the end. Now, when you are going on the journey to the end, you need to see clearly. Your vision does not have to be impaired. That's why we're praying that things be uncovered. Another thing that you need to take care of out of the way on your road there is distractions. Distractions. There are many, many, many people that their speed to the place where God wants them to go has been impaired by distractions. By distractions. All kinds of distraction. That's why the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I once heard a story of a man that that he wanted to marry the king. He wanted to marry the king's daughter, and there was a contest for the king's daughter. And one of the thing you had to do was you were to swim across dangerous animals. And this guy did not. When he heard that, he was not interested in doing it again. All of a sudden, they pushed him into the water, and somehow he found himself on the other side. And when he got to the other side, they were now wondering how he was able to make it. He was just looking for who pushed me there. So his focus in that water was, I need to find who pushed me there. So he was set like, I will kill this guy today. So all the distraction that was happening in the water, the crocodile and all of that, those things that were supposed to eat him up, they couldn't eat him up because he was looking at something else. He was focused at something else. And you see, in life, we will go far if we can keep our gaze, if we can keep our focus. But sometimes so many things try to distract us. So many things. In fact, one of the things the devil likes to do is that if the devil knows you have a vision, if the devil knows you have identified your vision, what he will do is to distract you. In fact, and some of the things he will use to distract you is give you a pseudo vision, another vision, a vision that looks like it, a fake vision that looks like the other one. And when you have two visions, that's division. The word division is die and vision. It's just more than one vision. So when our focus begins to be diluted, begins to be wasted, then our result will be useless. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing that we are all encompassed around with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight or every distraction. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, sin can be a distraction. Sometimes a friend can be a distraction. There is a guy that is always making you do that thing that you don't want to do. And you are saying, God, help me. No, that's the guy you need to take care of. There is a lady that is always making you do, or there's a social media that always takes you in the wrong tangent. You need to lay them aside. And the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race. So to run the race, to go fast, to get to the end, to go to where God has sent you to go, you must know how to lay aside weights. You must know how to lay aside the things that will distract you. In fact, the Bible now later goes on in that same Hebrews chapter 12. He said we should be looking at Jesus. Because the way Jesus was able to get to the end was Jesus was focused. How was Jesus focused? The Bible says what Jesus was doing was that Jesus was looking at the cross. Why was Jesus able to endure the insults that Jesus endured? I mean, sometimes I don't know if you have thought about it. Jesus knew he was Jesus. It wasn't that he had amnesia, you understand? It's not that when he came on earth now, he forgot that he's the Son of God. He knew that he had glory before he became Jesus of Nazareth. He knew. In fact, in John chapter 17, the Bible said, he was telling God, he said, now, Father, I have glorified you here on earth. Now, I want you to glorify me with that glory that I left back. I need the glory back. So I'm about to finish now. So he knew that. So how will he know that he's God? Somebody that could have called legions of angels to assist him and do all of that kind of thing. How will he know that he's that and he didn't do all of that? The Bible said he was looking at the cross. He had a focus. He was looking at the end. He was not distracted because his focus was at the end. You are going to pray this evening. I want you to stand up and we are going to pray together. You are going to declare concerning the agenda God has for you for the remaining part of this year. And more importantly, concerning the agenda he has for you next year. You are going to say loud and clear. I want you to raise up your hand and say this loud and clear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will not be distracted or moved away from what and where God wants to take me. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will not be distracted. I will not be moved away from the things, from the place where God wants me to go. In the name of Jesus. Will you make that your prayer tonight? I will not be distracted. No distraction. My gaze, my focus is on God. I will not be distracted. I am like Mount Zion. I will not be moved. I will not be distracted. In the name of the Lord. Libradosha. Imbroro. In the name of the Lord, we will not, as a people, as a church, will not be distracted. Will not run after another vision. Will not run after another thing. Will not do what is popular. Will not do what is trending. But we will focus in the name of the Lord. What dabosha? No distractions. Igala baroba de gelegere adosha. Mele brodo 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 liala. Libre de legilosha. Lembados kadaya. Lord, no distraction. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say this out loud. Say, in the name of Jesus, I lay aside every weight. Every weight that sets me back. In the name of Jesus. If you are not going at the speed God wants you to go, there are weights. And weights does not necessarily have to be a sin. Because you know in that scripture it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. There are some times food can be a weight. There are some times talking can be a weight. There are people, ladies and gentlemen, that said what they should not say when they should not say it. That's it. It was the weight. Remember in the story of Jesus, even in the story of Moses that I've been talking about since, for some reason God asked them to hide Moses for a while. God, the creator of the ends of the earth, allowed them to hide Moses for a while. The same God allowed them to go and hide Jesus in Egypt for a while. Why did God not kill Pharaoh? You remember that God can kill and make alive. You know that? In scripture, in the same New Testament, there was somebody that was making bones. The Bible said, worms ate him alive. Why did God not kill that guy that wanted to kill Jesus and said, go and hide? If the parents were these people that don't know how to lay aside weights, they would have killed the destiny of Jesus. That's why you are going to speak loud and clear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I lay aside every weight that wants to hinder me from where God is taking me to. In the name of Jesus. Will you make that your prayer tonight? I lay aside weights. Some of you need to say, I lay aside habits. That habit of looking at the wrong things. Going on that wrong website. Hanging out with the wrong people. I lay aside them tonight. In the name of Jesus. My focus square. Habits that don't corroborate. Habits that don't add to me. Habits that devalue. Things that take away from me. I lay them aside in the name of the Lord. Yebradosha, lambra deka dadaya, orusha mariaria, lebro yebradosha liade yagada, lemanda rarabalaya, leshata yada. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. If you have a child here, I want you to pray for your children. And if you don't have children, it's not too early to be praying for children. You don't wait until they show up. Prophecies concerning Jesus had been given 400 something years before he showed up. So he just walked into prayers. He walked into prophecies. So you can bank prayers. You can pray prayers for the future. You are going to speak concerning your children. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, if there was any generation that is endangered, it's this generation. Distraction is like two for nothing. It's all over the place. distraction all over the place. It's very hard for you to find people, even in church, to focus. And you see, you'll be thinking, well, it's because they are feeling a little bored. Go and check them every other place. The focus is not there. Why? Because this generation, the devil has affected our focus. And that's why you want to pray for the young ones. You mention names. If you know the names of your you definitely know the names of your children. But if you don't have children, if you know the names you want to give them, mention their name. And if you don't know, you don't want to pray for any a future child, pray for somebody around you and declare that in the name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Say in the name of Jesus. I pray for every young person and every child that is associated with me. I declare their focus will not be broken. I declare that they will not be distracted from the agenda of God for their lives. In the name of Jesus. Will you make that your prayer tonight? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Nathan, Benjamin, Fifumi, I declare over you and every child associated with this work and associated with this church, I declare in the name of the Lord, you are not distracted. You will not be taken away. Na la brodosha. Aya branda la bradosha katalia. You will stay focused in the name of the Lord. God will help you so that you will finish well. You stay on course in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen. Say bigger amen. Amen. You may please be seated. So I have said our vision, our seeing needs to be better. We need to see better. And then I said that we need to take care of distractions. We need to take care of distractions. And there are many, many times you need to take care of detractors. Not just distractions as an event or as a thing, but detractors as a people. Because there are people that will want to detract and take you away from the path God has sent you to. I like this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 and 9. Paul said, God has given us an open door, or God has made a way for us. He said, but there are many adversaries. I know that our generation sometimes wants to believe that, well, did I offend anybody? Why would somebody be against me? Sometimes the people that are against you don't even know they're against you. Sometimes they think they're against something else, but it's against you. They are working in such a manner to frustrate the agenda of God for your life. But I declare that their effort will fail. Amen. I thought you would say, bigger, their effort will fail. These are the people that scripture we see as Sambalat and Tobiah. In Nehemiah chapter 4 and 4. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4. There was an incident there where Nehemiah wanted to build the wall for God. And immediately, in fact, before you got to Nehemiah chapter 4, by Nehemiah 2, these guys were just angry. They just didn't want it. You know, there are some people, for some reason, that you cannot even explain, they just don't like progress. Sometimes many of us have even tried to make things work with them and all of that, but it's not working. They just don't want progress. And that's why sometimes you need to pray like Nehemiah prayed, and that's what we're going to do tonight. The Bible says, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon them, or let their plans happen to them. In some part of the world, they will say something like, back to sender. You know that when you send the post mail out, you put a return address there. So when they don't get, some people reject the parcel, they return it back to center. And I declare over you, the parcel of evil that have been sent to you goes back to sender. Amen. I thought you would say a big amen. Amen. So he said, for our God, for we were despised, turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. That means God reverse the action. What they have turned to us, Lord, turn it against and let it go back to them. Let it turn back to them. In the name of Jesus, will you rise to your feet tonight? And I want you to pray with all the fervency inside of you, because the agenda of God for you, just like the agenda of God for Paul, God might have opened and there might be an open door, but there may be adversity. adversaries. There may be things contending with it. Some of it may call themselves government. Some of it may call themselves employer. But I don't care what name the adversary calls themselves. The Bible makes it clear to us. God can deal with every adversary. I declare the adversary over your life, they are dealt with in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say this loud and clear. Say in the name of Jesus. Every obstruction on my way to destiny be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Will you pray that quickly? Every obstruction on my way to destiny, obstruction as a policy, obstruction as a person, whatever the obstruction or obstructionist is, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Rusha bade sekete ya rombe bebe ya le regede ya rombe namanda la ya ayaya zata ya gaga rosha da ya ya na na nanda da zayada. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say this loud and clear. Say every Sambalaf, every Tobiah in my life, your actions go back to you in the name of Jesus. Every Sambalat, every Tobiah in my life, your actions backfire in the name of Jesus. Ah, my God and my Father, Leborota Taria, those standing in darkness and throwing light and throwing arrows into the light. Mayada Gaplado Bredekadaya, yes, the word of the Lord, Etalosha, Makatalia Deleu, Umanda Talada Kadayara, every action backfire. Yadata Lepatalia, Iko Prata Tadiara, Range. Shabengle tombra tangle tangle te rekete kebro roshalobila yeke bururusha mandala da dikata rosha da ye korokoya. Every actions of Tobias and Sambalat, let them backfire. Let them backfire in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We see another example in the guy that was supposed to be an advisor to David. He was supposed to be helping David, but was working against David with David's son. The man's name is Ahithophel. And David prayed one prayer. Turn his plans to foolishness. God can turn plans to foolishness. Just like God did for Haman. God turned the plan of Haman. A man wanted to hang Mordecai on the gallows, but the pit he dug, it was him that they put in that pit. The gallows he made, he was the one that took it. You are going to pray loud and clear. Say, every Ahithophel around my life, your plans are turned to foolishness in the name of Jesus. Will you pray that tonight? Every Ahithophel, my God and my Father, as I close this year, as I go into 2019, your plans, they are messed up. They are turned to foolishness in the name of Jesus. Ahithophel at work, Ahithophel in our family line, Ahithophel in business, in the name of the Lord. Every of your plans, they are messed up. They are scattered. They are scuttled. They will not stand. He said, take counsel together, because your counsel is not the Lord. It shall not prosper, because no enchantment made against Jacob, no weapon formed and fashioned against me shall prosper. So every weapon, every machination of Ahithophel is turned to foolishness in the name of the Lord. Show. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You may please be seated. I hope you are taking note of this prayer. These are prayers you should pray. Because sometimes the reason why you are not getting the result you are not getting is not because you are not applying yourself. There are all kinds of things at play. And you want to take care of all sides. You want to take care of all sides. Because sometimes you are doing your own, but the enemy is also doing his own. I declare that every activity of the enemy over your life, they are frustrated in the name of Jesus. So to finish well, you need to see, or the vision need to be clear. Distractions need to be removed. Detractors need to be removed. And finally tonight, you need God to carry you. You need God to carry you. I was saying on Sunday, I said some speed cannot get you to where you want to go to. There are some speed, no matter how much you do hard work, I believe in hard work, but there are some hard work that never will get you to where you want to go. How much hard work can you do to get there? But God can carry you. Look at this scripture, Exodus chapter 19 and 4. Exodus 19 and verse 4. God was speaking to the people of Israel. And look at what the scripture says. Exodus 19, 4. Look at what God said. He said, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bear you on eagle's wings." So the Israelites thought that they were walking by themselves. They didn't know God was carrying them. Some of us are trying to walk by ourselves at our place of work. We need God to carry us. Some of us are trying to do that exam by ourselves. We need God to carry us on eagle's wing. We will go there physically, but God has already carried us. So when we show up there, because we are already carried, because we are already lifted, we are just going to be manifesting what God has already finished. So we are going to be playing a script. We are just going to be writing for writing's sake, but God has finished it. So when you are showing up at work, that promotion has already been settled because you have been carried on eagle's wing. In the name of Jesus.